Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
So we chatted with Jack, who told us about he and Naomi. They've known each other a long time, and he thought this was their big chance. But after the date, nothing's been happening. So wants to know what happened. We found Naomi. She's agreed to come on and talk to us. So, all right, Naomi, you ready for this?
I guess so. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, you guys don't call every day, so.
No, we don't.
That's true. And usually it is, it's either to give you something or, in this case, to find out something.
Yes, we want to ask you something.
So, we heard from Jack. You went out on a date with Jack.
He told us, according
to him, your friends seem to think that you guys, you know, would get together at some point in time. So you finally broke up. You both were in relationships. You both broke up about the same time. He asked you out. You said yes. You went on a date, and he hasn't heard anything since, which we think is kind of weird since you've known each other for so long. But here
I haven't called him back.
Here we are tracking you down and trying to get your side of things. So what's going on here, Naomi? Why aren't you calling him back? What's wrong?
Yeah, well, okay, honestly, like, I've known for the longest time that he's had a crush on me, so.
Oh, okay.
So you knew he had feelings for you long before you ever went out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And since, obviously, you never acted on that, are you saying he really never had a chance?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's not really a...
Okay. So why did you agree to go on the date with him?
Well, okay, he's my friend, you know, and like he's in our friend, like we're all friends. So I just didn't want him to feel rejected, you know? So I went out and
okay. But now he is feeling rejected cuz you haven't returned his phone calls.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just didn't know how to let him down easy cuz like all our friends just keep telling me, like, how much he's into me. And so it's just weird, and I just don't know what to do.
It's funny, because they're not telling him much of anything anymore. So, and, of course, he is listening in. And, Jack, so you're hearing Naomi here. She's telling you that she knew that you had a thing for her for a long time, but it doesn't sound reciprocated.
I mean, why the hell are our friends telling you that I have a crush on you?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask them.
Yeah, but they totally ruined my shot with you. I mean, to put all my cards out there for you to see, it's not romantic or fun if you can't see it coming, you know what I'm saying?
They didn't ruin anybody's, like, they didn't ruin your shot, you know? Like, they really didn't. Like, we all saw this coming a mile away. Like, we saw it coming, you know?
Yeah,
okay, wait. I know, but I'm so sorry. I just, like, it's not our friends, you know? It's just, I'm not that into you, so...
Right. Only because you knew ahead of time, okay? So you might have been more interested if it was a surprise, you know?
No, honestly, no, I wouldn't have. I'm sorry. Like, you're just not my type. I'm so sorry. Like...
Yeah, well, I'm going to kill them. That's just so rude.
I know, but you're not listening. Like, it's not them.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered who was the messenger.
Yeah, if anything, I think you got a problem with your friends who maybe are just a little too involved in this, especially if they're going to play it one side or the other,
I get your point a little bit, Jack, that it may have been a little gossipy and then, you know, so on and so forth. But when it's reciprocated and someone's into you, I don't know if any of that matters. And it just sounds like Naomi doesn't have those same feelings. So,
Naomi, though, you probably should have called him back and told him, right?
I know. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I'm coughing. I apologize. Wait,
that's all right.
I'm so sorry, Jack. Like, I should have called you, but, like, I just didn't know what to do. Let's just be friends. Can we just be friends, please? This is so weird.
No, we are friends already. Listen, just give it some time, and you'll see that, you know, once you sort of...
No, it's not. We took the elements
of surprise out, you know, and I think that the whole about being chased and you know, I get it. I get it. I'll deal with them.
Yeah,
you know,
Jack. Okay. I think Naomi should have called you and told you it herself, but I am believing her. She doesn't sound interested, doesn't sound like she ever was, and this is one of those where you probably should just take her at her word at this point.
Just let that go. Ball is
if you don't want to ruin the friendship anyway, and, you know, and end up with a restraining order.
Right.
And that's the thing, right? I mean, my parents are from Europe, and we call that romance here. They call it stalking. I think it's romantic.
Okay, all right.
Somebody
okay.
be persistent.
Okay. Well,
we're going to check out at this point.
That's right. Jack, okay? You know what happened? You and Naomi may or may not be in touch with each other. Hey, thanks for coming on, you guys.
All right. And just, you know, from our standpoint, try and respect the boundaries
yes.
a little bit, Jack. Okay.
Yes.
We don't want to see anything go bad here. Okay.
Right.
So thanks, Naomi, for talking to us. Jack, as Colleen said, you wanted to know. Now you do. So good luck and try and move on from it. Okay.
Well, either way, thank you guys for making the call.
Okay. You bet.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?